In dramatic fashion as well, actually.
Yesterday?
Oh, the Tigers Port Adelaide game.
The Tigers Port Adelaide? So I thought we're still in the mix thing.
It was massive. No, I said it started with dramatic fashion. Yes. And then on the field it ended with dramatic fashion.
Interesting
and
game.
Saturday night was just fantastic to watch as well. Both games.
Both games, yeah. It was a good weekend of footy, I reckon. Really, from a contest point of view, we had a few upsets, which we love, Robbo.
We love upsets. Upset. There's some very bad losses. The North Melbourne loss was very bad. 73 points.
Yes.
They have excuses.
Well, you wrote about that in your main piece in the paper today.
Yeah,
the Frio juggernaut that continues to roll on. Enrolled gold. Blue collar enrolled gold.
That's
you
what
said,
it is.
In the tackle today.
He always says, we're just a blue collar team. Don't lie, Ross. Don't lie to us anymore. They are... It's just not what they did on the weekend. It's just they just don't allow the opposition to play the game. They dominate with blitzkrieg football and they dominate with tempo football. They win contested ball. They got superheroes on every line. I'm not saying they're going to win the flag, but if they're going to finish first or second, first.
Yep.
Home final, win that. Home prelim. Want to be damn good, which you probably are when you get to a prelim. You're a good team.
My word.
But you got to go to Perth to do it, and the way Fremantle play, geez, it'll be a big ask.
They've pretty much locked themselves in for a home prelim, haven't they? Really?
Oh well, again, anything can happen. They could win four in a row or four of the next six, but unlikely.
They're the dominant team in the competition for you at the moment.
Clearly,
by a margin.
I didn't know when I spoke to the great Glenn Luff yesterday.
Yes,
and. I said, come on, mate. Well, they've got to be near 60 now, points against average. He said, 62. I said, what was the next lowest since then? He goes, 1966, Collingwood.
59.6
throughout the season.
Average score against, we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's pretty good in modern footy.
We should bring a meteorologist, find out what sort of weather...
In 66?
Might have been a really sort of wet year.
Well, you can imagine the grounds in 66. There wasn't a lot of roofs covering any of the grounds at that time. There was a lot of new grass being sown.
There wasn't lights on the ground at Moorabbin, you think, during the week?
No. No, absolutely not. Anyone ankle deep in mud most of the year, you would think.
This might be a miracle caller, but if anyone's out there and can remember the winter of 66, they... Fly Fremantle in the first quarters. They just play blitzkrieg footy.
Yep.
It is unbelievable. And I'd like to get a stat. Ask Luffy on Thursday. I'd like to get a stat of Fremantle scores against opposition at the 15-minute mark of the first quarter. Off the top of my head,
Glenn, you're listening?
I reckon it'd be 23 goals, 6 to... Off the top 3-1. Of I don't know.
23-6.
They start games with whoosh.
Yep.
Away you go. And then they just control the game. They control the tempo. They keep the ball. Put in the paper today, they're 16th for tackles. 16th.
Freo.
For tackles.
You don't need a tackle. A bit like KB. You don't tackle when you've got the ball, son.
Exactly what they're doing. They deny the opposition the ball. But they're the number one contested ball side, Daniel.